Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Thursday, 6th of October, and here in Orwell, partly cloudy morning on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect pleasant with clouds and sun, and partly cloudy and warm with passing shower over the night. Chance on precipitation on 10% and temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 34 with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Winds from northwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. And forecast shows that weather will be more or less in the same style as today for the next few days. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 22%. Working Committee informs us on income tax for all Aurorians holding bank accounts abroad. It has been brought to their notice that all residents of India who have bank account abroad, India as well as foreign nationals have to fill an income tax return in India. This return should include all income earned in India as well as all foreign incomes, whether taxed outside India or not. This rule also applies to all Indian Aurorians and to all Aurorians of foreign origin who have residential permit. As the Indian income tax law is complicated and as some countries have double taxation avoidance agreement with India, individuals are advised to consult a chartered accountant who can do the filling of the return, and not the working committee members who are not qualified. A list of chartered accountants that are working for Orville with their contact data is in user notes. Even though the last date for the financial year ending 31st of March 2016 was July 31st, 2016 and is passed, income tax returns can be still filled. And you should be aware that non-filling is an offense under Indian law and may have consequences. Otherwise, this Saturday, 8th of October at Unity Pavilion from 7:30 p.m. onward, we are invited to a fourth Orwell Singing Festival, and this one is unplugged. They will open the doors at 7:15 p.m. and they will have about 15 songs from various cultures as well as sing-along and jamming. All are welcome. And the event is organized by Community Culture Colors, CCC, and you can find them also on Facebook under Community Culture Colors. Siru again invites us today on Orwell Conversations at 3:30 p.m. at our service office in Town Hall on 2nd floor on the left side, and the topic today would be what is health with Linda Grace. On the next Thursday they will have Pushkar on the topic with exploring inspiration. And Saturday, 8th of October at 2 p.m. at Kalakendra Bharat Nivas, Kino Orwell is starting. And they're saying after successful introductory presentation to an audience of 50 and plus at Cinema Paradiso last Saturday morning, they are now starting their first round of monthly Kino productions. Everyone will shortly introduce himself, and people with ideas to make a film in the coming month will present their project, point out their needs and form a team. Everyone who is interested in participating in a film in any role of any age is welcome. Kino Film, a short artistic experimentation with the medium of film made within only 1 month. They provide a platform for these films to be shown on a big screen once a month. The motto of Kino is do well with nothing, do better with little, but do it now. For more information you can contact them on kino@orwell.org. On Wednesday, 12 October at 3 p.m. at Sci Conference Hall, all the potential and newcomers are invited to a second welcome talk. And they're asking you if you dream to be a Orwellian, come prepared with questions after you read some text of the Mother and the Charter of Orwell, the dream and to be a true Orwellian, which does highlight the vision of Orwell. From 1st of October to 12th of October at Elengar Campus, as usual, Festival of Evolution is going on. And they're saying that Elengarka Educational Center is celebrating annual 10 days festival and they accept hundreds of school children from Orwell and the neighborhood. More information you can get from Sumitra and Janaki on 958-501-2055 or 99-4379-3655. Light and Asian Food Festival or Human Unity in Diversity it's in a planning process, and it's supposed to happen on 29th of October with the team on Human Unity in Diversity. They are still looking for people who would like to volunteer or help to make this event happen. Musicians and whoever would like to cook for this event are invited to come for the Sunday chill this morning, Sunday, at Auro Anum. But you can also call Moite on 85239150 31. Also, from the youth side and Jesse, Pro Skills launch event is coming up on 28 October at Visitor Center, and that is the Orville Apprenticeship Program. They are preparing a night of fun, food and community. And the event will showcase the community's existing talent and provide opportunities for others to develop their skills. And if you would like to explore the courses of Pro Skills currently offered, or you would like to suggest a new one, you can call Jesse on 948-663-749. On Monday, 10th of October, is Saraswati Puja, and for Tu's purchasing stall, it will be closed that day, as well as Well Cafe. But tomorrow, 7th of October, at Orville Health Center, we will have a bone mineral density camp from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be also physiotherapists available at the same time to show relevant exercises, but you need to register your name at Orville Health Center reception. Cinema Baratnivos Auditorium. Today at 7:30 p.m. we can see Pinocchio, produced by Walt Disney in USA in 1940. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. Tiny Giants, made in 2013 and directed by Mark Brownlow. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. Independence Day Part 2, made this year and directed by Roland Emmerich. Tomorrow there's no show. But at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Shaman, drama, made in France and Russia in 1996 and directed by Bartabas and was written by Jean-Louis Gourard. On Saturday we will see international comedy drama Me and Earl and the Dying Girls, made in USA in 2015 by director Alfonso Gomez Herjón. At Children's Film on Sunday, musical at 4:30 p.m. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Cook, made in 1968 and directed by Ken Hughes. And at Cine Club, the Federico Fellini Festival is starting, because he was one of the most visionary figures to emerge from the post-war Italy, and he brought a completely new level of autobiographical intensity to his craft. He transformed the realities of his life into surrealism of his art. Anyhow, Fellini's films are fabulous, so this Sunday we will see La Strada, The Road, made in Italy in 1956, and of course directed by Federico Fellini. Sherbindo wrote, "To be free from all egoistic motive, careful of truth in speech and action, void of self-will and self-assertion, watchful in all things is the condition for being a flawless servant." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.